it slightly forgot to shut the windows out here, so now it's freezing cold, but that doesn't matter because it's a 7-0 win on a 7-game winning streak for this baseball team. Woo! Finally, feels good. It feels nice. We're 15-8. We're rolling, and just a good game again. Run out of words. Like Rob Thompson said, you run out of words to describe how this pitching staff has been going over the last week or so. Ranger Suarez today, 7 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 88 pitches, and a 1.36 ERA. Ranger Suarez is unbelievable. He's 4-0. He's dominating. I would guess he's one of the top leaders in ERA in baseball. And I could be wrong. I'll pull it up as I'm talking. But he's been really, 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 really good for this baseball team and just all around. So the ERA leaders in baseball right now, he's 7th at a 1.36. The leader is Cutter Crawford for Boston with an 0.66. Berríos, 0.85. Paul Blackburn's doing pretty good. And then you got Blackburn, Detmers, Blanco, Hook, and then Ranger Suarez in the 7th spot with a 1.36. And it's good to have Ranger Suarez there. Not the guy you're paying a bunch of money, but just... And Wheeler's doing fine too, but the entire Phillies rotation is on a different level with how good they have been over the last couple games. He leads other pitching staffs like the WHIP, walks, hits, innings pitched with 0.70. He's only above Skubal. He's above everyone really. He's been just dominating the pitching stats for him with a complete game, and he's just had a really good time out there on the mound. And when you go out there, like Ricky Pitalico was talking about, you want to watch him pitch. You don't want to take your eyes off this guy, but you know you're working for the long season. Thompson said he was on about an 80-pitch limit. They went a slight bit more than that because he was rolling, and it kind of would have been ridiculous to take him out of a game in the 6th inning when he was only, I don't know, I think it was like 70 or so pitches. At that point in the game, that would have been ridiculous to take him out of the game because you don't take a guy out when he's at 70-ish pitches in the 6th inning. But a little bit of load management today, and you took him out after 88. You probably could have gone out for the 9th if you were in a really close game and life depended on it, but 5-0 and then getting the home run by Cody Clemens later. Speaking of offense, scoring 7 runs against Cincinnati, who did win the series from you. Again, they did not face Hunter Green when they came and played us earlier. That was the second home series of the year. That was actually the second series of the year, and they lost that one before they went out on the road. And they didn't face Hunter Green at the time, but they didn't play great. But that was at the beginning when they were still trying to find their stuff. And Cody Clemens, 2-for-4 today with a big bomb. I'm in the Cody Clemens club. I kind of liked him last year, and he really got a hold of one today. Got a double for his first hit of the year. Castellanos and Bohm, both 2-for-4. Turner continues his hitting streak. He's still at 340. Harper went on the paternity list. If you were wondering where Bryce Harper is, they expect him to be back on Thursday. So supposedly Harper will be returning to this baseball team on Thursday. So we'll be able to see him at that point. But they showed that they don't need that. They just need guys to come up strong. I don't know if batting Marsh in the 4 spot today was the greatest choice, but he was there anyway. Did he walk today? He did walk. He walked once. Stott shows 0-for-2 in this stat book, but he also got a sac fly and a walk. And fielder's choice and got two RBIs out of it. Just a good baseball-type day for Stott. Still not in the best average area. Rojas was really good. He got a triple to right center. The guy dove for it. I don't exactly know why he was diving. They were both converging on it. But a good game for both Hoffman and Soto. Both got some work. 4 strikeouts combined. The two of them with only 23 pitches in the combined of the two. Hoffman posting a 1.80 ERA, excuse me, there. but the Phils will take on another game of this series tomorrow, 6:40 p.m. against the Reds. Yet again, the Reds again are favored. God, they are favored in the game. 54.4% chance to win. They were favored today. That didn't matter. Phillies are extremely hot right now. Christopher Sanchez will go for the Phils. He's 1-2 with a 2.53. And Andrew Abbott will go for the Reds. He's 1-2 with a 2.27. So they have the slight ERA matchup. And I think we struggled against Abbott. I don't exactly remember there. Well, you can probably take a look at that. But the Phils at a record of 15-8. Done this game in about 2 hours and so. Another quick Ranger Suarez game, and maybe you can either get some good sleep or go watch the Sixers or Hurricanes. Let's see what I choose. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off. I'll see you tomorrow.